Warm is the weather word over the next few days. Close to the record highs today of 84, set back in 1939. Tomorrow's record is also 84, but set just a year ago, 2019. And Thursday's record high of 85, set back in 1959. All those days, we'll see temperatures between 80 and 85, so close to records. And on Thursday, with an approaching cold front, if we can keep the clouds thin enough and the showers away long enough, we may very well get close to that record high of 85 on Thursday. So several days in a warm in a row, well above the average of about 67, 68 degrees or so. And really, there's no change in sight. Yes, a cold front moves through Thursday night, turns much cooler Friday and Saturday. But the general trend is to keep an upper-level high-pressure ridge nearby, which keeps our temperatures well above average as a whole. Yes, there'll be plunges here and there, if you will, breaks in the overall very warm pattern, but that won't last long, and they won't be all that significant. So oak pollen off to the races, and that will continue over the next few weeks until it's just done its thing, and then it'll be over with. We at least have that going for us. As we head to Friday, then, the better chance for showers will be very late Thursday, and especially Thursday night with the front. And while the front is strong, it does not look like it'll have the kind of dynamics that our last cold front had last week that produced severe weather. Showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, but mostly just some showers Thursday night. Amounts of rain look less than a half inch, so they do not look to be very significant. In many cases, less than a quarter of an inch. And then the much cooler air moves in on Friday with highs only in the 60s. A little light rain left early in the morning will give way to some afternoon sun, and then we'll start the weekend breezy and cool. Partly cloudy skies, winds off the Atlantic, so water temperatures only in the upper 50s to mid-60s, so that keeps things especially cool from I-95 to the beaches and particularly brisk at the beaches. And then Sunday, of course, is the Daytona 500. Right now it looks pretty decent. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures between 70 and 75 Sunday afternoon in Daytona. Now we will have to watch the wind off the Atlantic to produce an isolated brief shower, but it doesn't look like any widespread or long-lasting rain. All go for a pretty decent race day on Sunday in Daytona. And then, of course, Friday is Valentine's Day. The cold front moving through Thursday night the day before with some lingering rain, as I mentioned, early Friday. But the bulk of Valentine's Day looks to be okay. And by Valentine's Day evening, really very nice. A little cool, but not bad. Good snuggling weather and sweaters and jackets, and you should be very comfortable as you head out Friday evening. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.